So we just finished celebrating Resurrection Day. But did you take the time over the weekend to think about what that means? What that means for you? Did you take a moment to pause and think about what Jesus died for? On this episode, we're going to rejoice over the fact that Jesus died for you, for me, and guess what? He died for our addictions, our shortcomings, our sins, that we may be freed from them. This is not a doom and gloom episode. No, this is a Hallelujah Jesus episode, because if we're going to overcome our addiction, it is important. No, it is critical that we understand the sacrifice that he made for us and how just as Jesus conquered death, he can conquer all your problems, including depression, anxiety, and yes, addiction. Are you just so tired of feeling broken? Do you want to take a deep breath and know that everything's going to be okay? That even when you slip, you have something to fall back on? Listen, I see you. Welcome to the Broken to Bless podcast. Here you'll find answers as we shine a light on some of the deepest inner struggles and spiritual battles we face today. My mission is to help you build a strong foundation of faith, kick old mindset habits to the curb, and refocus on what really matters. Hi there, I'm Randy, a wife, a mom, and saved by grace. I've struggled with depression, anxiety, and addiction issues since forever. But after surrendering to God in 2020, my life did a 180. He gave me a new heart, a new purpose, and a new life. It didn't matter that I was broken, because I'm made whole with him, and you can be too. It's never too late for us to be redeemed. God has a good plan for each of us and a path for restoration. So if you're ready to live by faith, find peace, be present, and trust where your life is going, then listen up. It's time to let go of who you think you are and step into who God created you to be. Let's do this. So just finished celebrating Easter, the Easter holidays over the weekend. And I had a lot of time to really think about what it means. What does Easter mean? And I'm going to be honest with y'all, like this was the first Easter that I really, really thought about it. It was the first Good Friday that I really, really thought about it. It's not that I wasn't thinking about it the past couple, you know, 3-4 years, whatever. It's not that I didn't think about what Jesus did for us on Easter, but this Easter was different for me. And last Friday, it had been suggested to me that I make a cake in honor of Jesus, a Jesus cake, if you will. So I ended up making banana bread in shape of a cake. Okay, it's close enough. But while I was making it, I decided that I was going to turn on one of my favorite albums, probably the first Christian album that I ever really got into, which was Carrie Underwood's album, My Savior. And it's just full of classic hymns, and it's really amazing. I love it so much. And I was particularly listening to, while I was making this cake, the songs How Great Thou Art and Because He Lives. And I'm sitting there making that cake and just the words are just like washing over me. And for, I'm not going to say the first time, but perhaps the first time leading up to Easter, I really had to pause and just say, wow. Like I really, really didn't think into this as much as I am right now. I don't know if I appreciated it as much in Easter's past as I did in that moment. How great thou art. How great thou art. And I was listening to the song Because He Lives, and that one is one of my absolute favorite hymns because it helps me whenever I start to get anxiety. And especially when I get nervous about going places, I have actually this bracelet that my daughter made for me. This was over a year ago, well over a year ago. And she had gotten one of those packages where it's got a bunch of different beads in it and like little beads with letters on them. And she was making bracelets for her friends and, you know, they looked really cute. And so I said, can you make me one? And she's like, yeah, sure. What do you want it to say? And I thought about it and I said, have it say, because he lives. And if you don't know the song, Because He Lives, the chorus, it's, you know, because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future. Life is worth the living just because he lives. And she made me that bracelet. And I honestly, I've worn that bracelet so many times over the past year. Because when I get anxiety, I stop and I look at that bracelet and I remember, because he lives, I can get through this. I can face tomorrow. I can face whatever is going to happen because he lives. You know, we serve a risen Savior. Over the weekend, we needed to remember that we serve a risen Savior. And it got me emotional. It got me emotional. I sent out an email earlier on Friday morning titled, He Died for Your Addiction, and I thought about that over the entire weekend. You know, how when Jesus Christ went to the cross, he laid down his life as a sacrifice for us. Let's think about that for a moment, because I think we become numb to it. When Jesus paid the ultimate price for our sins, that meant, and that means, that he shed his blood for, number one, our thinking, negative and hateful thoughts towards other people and ourselves. Number two, our lies, things that we say to cover up our deceit and hurt other people. Number three, our behavior, the crooked way we act towards each other. Number four, our addictions, the things we can't seem to give up and idolize over him. When he died for these things, that means that he bought us back from them. He freed us from being punished through a permanent death, and instead he gave us eternal life regardless of our mistakes. Think about that. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever shall believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Hallelujah. 1 John 2:25, and this is what he promised us, eternal life. This means that we can never lose our salvation. Once we become believers, we'll always have everlasting life. That's because Jesus conquered death. He rose from the grave on the third day, and he is risen. I know that Easter's over, but it doesn't change the fact that he is risen. And that also means that if he conquered death, he can conquer your addiction too. He already did. He already did. What did Jesus say on the cross? It is finished. Donezo. Now that doesn't mean that we're not going to struggle. That doesn't mean that, oh, it's finished, and so, you know, you don't have to put any work to overcome your addiction. That's not what I'm saying. But the consequence of sinning on this earth, the consequence, sin is punishable by death. Okay? Jesus already finished it, which means that if you died today, you would not be punished for that addiction. If you have fully put your trust and faith in Jesus, you will not be punished for that addiction. Now, that doesn't mean that we won't answer to God for our addiction, but we will not be punished by death for our addiction. He already went ahead of you and he paid for that sin. He paid for that sin against him. He already paid for your addiction and all the hurtful things that come with that. Addiction is something that really has a ripple effect, okay? It's, you know, what I do, what I act, it has an effect on everyone around me. family, friends, children, church family, it can be hard to see that we could be saved from that. When you really think about it, when you look at the whole picture, it can be hard to see how could we be pulled out of that? How could we be saved from that? But we are redeemed. That we should be rejoicing in that today. You, friend, are redeemed. That means that he bought you back from this. And it means that he's already prepared a place for you and he's already prepared a path. That means this isn't to say, like I said, this isn't to say that we won't have to work on overcoming, but a huge part of overcoming is letting go, giving it to him, because he already finished it. Instead of holding on to it ourselves, it's giving it to him. That can be really hard, okay? So hard to do. But he died for your addiction. He bought you back from it. He rescued you from that muddy pit. He took your place so that you can be released from the bondage, whatever that bondage is. I hope that you thought about the sacrifice that he made this weekend. And if not, please take some time today to think about it. Like, really reflect on it. What did Jesus take your place over? What sin was left on that cross that had your name on it? I can tell you what was there for my name. It said Randy Tisdale, sinner, thief, liar, idolater, coveter, just to name a few, okay? That's what it said for me. He shed his blood for those things that I hadn't even done yet, that you hadn't even done yet. Have you thought about that? Did you think about that? One of my favorite hymns is called Softly and Tenderly, Jesus is Calling. And the words, I'm going to read a few. It's softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. See on the portals, he's waiting and watching, watching for you and for me. Come home. Come home, you who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling, O sinner, come home. Why should we tarry when Jesus is pleading, pleading for you and for me? Why should we linger and heed not his mercies, mercies for you and for me? Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling, O sinner, come home. I recommend that you listen to that today. A good version of that is on the My Savior album. So this episode was short and sweet, but the point I want you to take away from today is that you are redeemed. If you've placed your trust in Jesus, if you've given yourself to him, I encourage you to get on your knees and thank him today. And if you are weary and you feel like you can't go any longer, come home. Ask him to change you, to show you. You can't change anyone else. Trust me, I've tried, don't work. We have to get humble and ask the Lord to change us, change our hearts. If you need a good episode about prayer and how to activate the Holy Spirit, go back to episode 17. So thank you so much for listening. I want to give you a quick update on this month and the podcast. This month I'm doing things a little differently. For just the month of April, I'm posting only one podcast episode per week, just FYI. For my members, they will still get bonus content with those episodes, but the reason that I'm doing this is because I'm hoping that I can free up a little space to get some new resources on brokenablessed.com. I would like to get some new things up for my members and honestly just have some time to do some reflection, thinking about what I can bring to the table for y'all. Because listen, okay, I'm in this for the long haul, so that means that I need to be careful with how I approach things, not act so swiftly, and that means that I need to take some extra time in my Bible, praying, thinking, listening. But don't worry, because once we hit May, I'll be back to my 2 times a week schedule. This is just a mini break-ish, but not really a break, if that makes sense. Anywho, I'm now going to switch over to my members-only bonus content for the week. So thank you so much for listening. If you want in on the bonus content, be sure to visit me at brokentobless.com and click on the membership tab. I pray this has blessed you, and I'll talk to you next time.